Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Minister E. Thank you very much for being here, for taking the time to listen to me. We're getting many new viewers and listeners every day, and I thank God very much for enabling them to come in and really take some time out of the day, to take 20, 30 minutes out of their day to really invest in their spirits, invest in their lives, so they can be better. Amen. And that's God's work. You know, God wants everybody to make it to heaven, and he needs more ministers for him to do his work. Amen. Because just like the devil has agents that he's sending into the world, like false prophets, so many other things, so many other people, satanic worshipers, stuff like that, people like that. God also needs ministers, evangelists, to minister his word. Amen. To preach his word out here. So I'm very thankful for this opportunity. Not a lot of people have it, able to do it. It's by God's grace that I'm, speaking to you guys, and it's by God's grace that, I'm motivated enough and disciplined enough to be able to put out these episodes every day or every other day. Amen. And I like to pray before we get started on today's episode for the Holy Spirit to use me to be able to minister to you guys today. Amen. Father, I thank you very much for today. I thank you very much for this beautiful day. I thank you very much for every new viewer and listener that you've brought onto this podcast. And Lord, I ask that you change their lives every single episode. I ask that you change their lives every single day as they tune in to listen, wherever they are in this world. Lord, I ask that you touch their spirits. I ask that you touch their hearts. I ask that you touch their lives and their families, Lord, so they can change, Lord. I ask that you deliver them and use them through this podcast, follow God, so they can also go out and also do what you sent them to do. I ask that you show them the will that you sent them to do in this world, Lord, so they can accomplish it. And Lord, I ask for the Holy Spirit to open our hearts, to allow this word, to allow this teaching to come into our hearts, to speak to us, Lord, so you can open doors for our lives that we've never seen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, thank y'all very much for tuning in. I don't know what episode number this is, but I know it's in the 30s. I can't believe I'm already in the mid-30s, about to hit 40. It's only been like, 3 weeks or something like that? A month? I don't know, but I'm grateful and thankful that God's blessed me with this chance. And I want to get started on today's episode, which is going to be on how to maintain our deliverance. Amen. Maintaining deliverance means staying away from the acts of evil because they attract darkness back into our lives. When we become delivered from certain areas of our lives, amen, when it's like, let's say you get delivered from anger, right? You want to do everything possible to make sure that you don't attract it back into your life, right? Like, let's say, for example, someone is, trying to get you angry, you know, they're doing everything they can possibly, because they've seen, you know, you've changed recently. They're trying to, they're trying to get you angry. Let me just say that, right? But you're delivered, so you know what to do spiritually. You can either move away, or, you know, change the conversation with that person, or, you know, mind your business and keep moving. Amen. Because you want to do everything possible not to attract that darkness back into your life. You want to maintain the deliverance. Amen. We want to make sure to maintain deliverance, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we have to close all doors for the devil. Because once the devil sees that gap, he's going to do everything possibly he can to make sure that he attacks in many ways through that open door. Amen. And when that door is open, the Holy Spirit's not there. The Holy Spirit has departed because that door is open for the enemy, because we've sinned. You know, we've stepped out of deliverance. So we want to make sure that we stay in deliverance and not give the devil access or tolerate any of his evil schemes into our lives. Amen. And one of the biggest ways, I think, if not the biggest way, that the devil, the doorways we leave open for the devil is through evil thoughts. I think everyone struggles with that every single moment of the day, every day. Even me, myself, it's very challenging, right? My thoughts, one minute I could be chilling. I could be just there sitting, you know, on my video games, playing 2K. I could just, you know, just be there doing my homework, focusing. Next thing I go to see, I'm thinking about something crazy. I'm not going to say what I think about, because I know, you know, you. But I could just be there chilling, and then I have a crazy thought. Just right there, I have to, you know, repent, because it's like, you know, I have to make sure I maintain the deliverance and the Holy Spirit is within me. Amen. And the way I could do that is by reading his word, praying, right? But I've also had moments throughout the day whereby I've gone a long period of time without having evil thoughts. And that's really good, because I know God's working. I just have to, you know, relax and stay off social media a bit, because social media is one of the ways that, you know, biggest ways that our thoughts can be twisted. You know, the news, politics, you know, they twist your thinking, you know. So just make sure that you don't allow the devil, you don't give the devil access into your life through thoughts. Amen. The thoughts of your heart is who you are. Amen. The thoughts of your heart is who you are. So if you're always plotting evil, thinking evil, trying to always just fight, you know, that's who you are. You know, that's darkness. That goes to show the devil is in you. He has a hold of you. He has a hold of you in your spirit, in your life, right? There are people who enjoy fighting. Can you imagine? They love violence. I don't understand how, but it's weird to me. But be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on the cause of your anger. That is that's Ephesians 4:26. You could read that. You could note that down. That's Ephesians 4:26. I'm not going to go into detail with that, but you get the gist of it. Amen. Be angry, but don't sin. Don't let that anger make you do things you wouldn't expect to do, things you don't want to do, right? When you're angry, it's better to just stay there and pray than to go, because people who've done actions out of anger have regretted it, right? Because when the demon of anger comes, anger is a demon. I hope y'all know. I'm just letting you know. Once that demon comes and uses you for what it wants to use you for, it'll depart. And once you've realized the mess you've done and you can't fix in the moment, right there and then it will leave, and it will laugh, because this is what the devil does. Amen. Amen. Don't give the devil an opportunity. Amen. We must put away every kind of bitterness, anger, wrath, evil, slanderous gossip talk away from us. Amen. Because the thoughts in the sight of the Lord is an action that we can't hide from the Lord. We cannot hide anything from the Lord. Just because no one's seeing you doesn't mean there is no one seeing you. There's always someone watching you. When you're doing something, God is right there watching you, and the devil is right there watching you. Right? If you're doing acts of evil, it's the devil using you. Of course he's there. But remember, God is also there. Amen. There's also people in heaven who are jotting down, who are writing down every thought you have, everything you do. Amen. I don't know if they have scheduled shifts up there, but they're taking notes down on everything you do every single day, every thought you have, right? So I want to make sure our thoughts in the sight of the Lord are pure. It's challenging, but it's only by the grace of God that we're able to have good thoughts. Amen. Before I came to the ministry that I attend to, my thoughts were, oh my goodness, I couldn't even focus in class because I was always so distracted, right? my thoughts were always so like, so demonic, always. If I wasn't lusting, I was thinking of fighting. If I wasn't thinking of fighting, thinking of stealing. If I wasn't thinking of stealing, me and my boys were plotting to do something wicked, right? But I thank God that he saved me he saved me before it was too late, because I don't know where I would be if I was in the ministry that I attend to, right? Don't be angry and frustrated. Do not fret, because it only leads to trouble. Never allow anyone to provoke or take. Don't allow anyone to provoke you and pull you away out of God's spirit. Amen. Don't allow. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Provoke. Because the devil can also use people, right? The devil can use people to provoke you, to get you out of deliverance, to get you out of God's glory, right? When the devil sees he cannot attack you directly, he's always going to use someone close to you, someone you know, someone you talk to on the regular, someone, things around you, circumstances around you, right? Angry. Let's say you just bought some food from a restaurant. You drop all of it right there. You just spent a whole bunch of money and they're not making no food for you. Let's say the restaurant is closing and you're the last customer, and you drop all the food right there. Just imagine what's going through your head. You're losing it. Amen? I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Right? But the devil will do everything possible to make sure he can get into your heart, can get into your thoughts, your spirit, through an open door, any open door he can. And he'll provoke you so he can try and pull you out of God's spirit. Amen? But I want to mention how we close the doorways. Amen. It's important to close all doorways to prevent one from turning into a host for evil spirits. We don't want to be a host for evil spirits, because when we become a host, these evil spirits can use us however they want. And I want to open up actually to a scripture of that. Matthew 12:43 to 45. So if you could open there, please. Matthew 12:43 to 45. Amen. So it says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, this is when, let's say, he's prayed and has been delivered, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I'll return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. This is after the Holy Spirit has removed everything and has cleaned your spirit, has removed all the evil out of your spirit. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be with this wicked generation. So what it's saying is, like, let's say you pray, you get delivered, and then all those evil spirits that were in you are gone, right? After you've been delivered. Let's say you don't pray, you don't have a word in you to keep your spirit strong and protected. If you don't have a word in you, this is what the devil does. He'll bring seven other spirits more wicked. That demon is going to go and bring more evil spirits, amen, to come and dwell in you. Like, let's say you're clean, right? Okay, how do I explain it better? It's like when you're clean, after the Holy Spirit has delivered you, if you don't have a word in you, those evil demons are going to bring more wicked demons, multiple, and come, and they're going to enter you. If you don't have a word, if you don't have a word of God in you, if you don't have the Holy Spirit with you, this is what is going to happen. And we want to make sure that we're not a host for these evil spirits, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Spirit of God is the seal that closes doorways where there was bitterness. Amen. God wants to fill it with humbleness. Amen. And what fears that come, and what you fear will come to you, and what righteous desire will be granted. So I want to make sure we close our doorways for bitterness, fear, because whatever you fear in this world will come to you. If you fear being broke, it will happen to you. You know, if you fear that you'll lose a family member or your child, don't do that. You know, fear is a spirit. It's a spirit from hell, right? We don't want that spirit in our lives. Amen. We want God's spirit in our lives. We want humbleness in our lives. We want the spirit of God to close all doorways, to seal and close all doorways for the devil so he doesn't have access whatsoever into our lives. Amen. We want to make sure that we guard our heart with all vigilance. From it are the sources of life. Amen. I hope you understood that. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And put to death the acts of the flesh, but bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Put to death the acts of the flesh. What are the acts of the flesh? Pride. That's your ego. Bitterness, anger. All the acts of the flesh, right? And bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, meekness, endurance, kindness, and self-control. In these end times, it's very crucial to have these. Very, very crucial. And we're going to ask God for the fruits of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in our lives. Because I'm on campus. I live on campus. And, you know, I see a lot of students walking around looking angry. I don't know why. You know, I can't judge because I don't know what's going on in their lives. But right there, you just want God to be in their lives, touch their lives. You know, and I really want this podcast to reach the youth, everyone, you know, so God can deliver them. Amen. How to overcome. Dedicate yourself to God and all things surrounding you. Amen. How we overcome. Oh my goodness. How we overcome fear. Amen. How do we overcome fear and bitterness? Amen. All these things in our lives that have been in our lives that have caused us to suffer when we don't know. We want to make sure we dedicate ourselves to God. Amen. How do we maintain our deliverance? Amen. We pray and fast. Be watchful and pray God opens your spiritual eyes. Read the Word of God. Walk in righteousness. Meditate on the Word of God. Open up a personal communication with God. Amen. Throughout the day. However you do it. Amen. Don't just wake up and just get your day started. Make sure you talk to God, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long you pray for. Make sure you talk to God, you know, to lead you through the day. Amen. Call upon the Holy Spirit to lead you. Amen. This is how we maintain our deliverance. Learn to fight spiritual warfare and pray an offensive war. We always want to be on the offense. Like you see sports, amen, like basketball, he's always bringing up the ball down the court. We want to make sure we're always on the offense, taking control in the spiritual warfare. Amen. And follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit to lead you. Amen. Because it's only the Holy Spirit who can guide you. He's the map for you in these last days, and we're going to pray for him to be the map for us, to guide us, to direct us, so when Jesus comes back, we're spotless, pure, clean, and we go home. Amen. Because that's what we want. We don't want to be here when Jesus leaves. Like, you don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through that. Amen. But I like to open up to another scripture in Psalms 50, 14 to 15. Psalms 50, 14 to 15. Yeah. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I'll deliver you and you shall glorify me. So through this deliverance is going to be challenging. We're going to face some things. But we want to make sure that we glorify God. You know, you want to call God upon God in the process of deliverance, because it's going to get challenging. There are times you're going to want to quit. There are times you're going to step out of God's glory and go do whatever. But you want to, we want to make sure that we call upon God, pray to God, and make sure that He keeps us, that He delivers us, that He protects us, amen, that He saves us from the trouble in these end times, amen, amen. But I want to also mention how we maintain, how we get delivered from the spirit of poverty, because this is something that's big in America, poverty. It's going to be quick. Amen. I know you want to go, but guess what? You're here. You're staying with me today. Deliverance from the spirit of poverty. I mean, God wants to bless us and fulfill His promises into our lives. And laziness brings deep sleep and shiftlessness. Amen. Laziness. See, this is the thing. I feel like I've mentioned this before. You want to be rich, but you're sleeping 8 hours a day. You cannot afford to sleep 8 hours a day and think you're going to be rich. Amen. There's only 24 hours in the day. You sleep 8 hours. What is that? 16, right? That's 16 hours left in the day. What are you sleeping 8 hours for? That's a lot of time. Listen, I sleep it, I would say, on the weekend, but I also got to get out of that habit because, you know, I got to get some things done throughout the day too. You know, I like to spend some time by myself, you know, enjoy, you know, play video games and stuff like that. But, you know, I can't afford to sleep 8 hours a day, you know. I need to get things done. Let's say, you know, you got things to do. You got work. You know, you got to work out. You got to buy groceries. You're trying to work on your dream. You know, you don't have time to sleep. Amen. Because laziness leads to poverty. So we have to be determined and persist. If God blesses you, let's stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves. Don't make fun and disrespect people who are poor, who are living on the streets. Amen. Make sure that you stand up for them, help them out, give them some money. Amen. It is better to be godly and have little than to be rich, than to be evil and rich. Amen. And yeah, that's it. Amen. We're going to ask God to deliver us from every wicked thing that we've been walking in, including poverty. Because we're children of God. We're not supposed to be poor. Amen. We're supposed to be wealthy, rich and wealthy. He wants us to enjoy the land. We're in America. Amen. There's a lot of land in America. We don't want to be here, you know, just doing nothing. Just sitting there, drinking all day, chilling. You know, you got to work. But yeah, that wraps up today's episode. That's pretty much it. I hope you really got something from this. And I really pray that God delivers you from that thing in your life that has been attached to you that's demonic. I ask that God removes it and roots it out in Jesus' name. And we're going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray and ask God to deliver us. Amen. First, we want to ask God to deliver us from evil thoughts. We want to ask God to deliver us from poverty, bitterness, anger. Amen. And for the Holy Spirit to help us maintain that deliverance. Amen. Because you don't want just God to deliver you and that's it. You want to be able to maintain it and walk in it. Amen. And don't open any doors for it. Amen. All right. Father, I thank you very much for today's episode. Thank you very much on episode about maintaining deliverance. And Lord, I ask that you touch, I ask that you forgive us, Lord, for opening doors for the enemy to come in, whereby he's brought in evil spirits. He's brought in wickedness, evil thoughts. He's brought in anger, bitterness, fear. And this prevented us from even getting delivered, Father God. And Lord, I ask that you wash us, I ask that you clean us, and I ask that you renew us with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you protect us and be with us in time of trouble, follow God, just like you said, you'll deliver us. You just like you told us in Psalms 50, 14 and 15, call upon me in the day of trouble and I'll deliver you and you shall glorify me. And Lord, I ask you deliver us in everything that we're dealing with, follow God. I ask you deliver us in times of trouble, Father. And I ask you deliver us from the evil one, from the devil who's pressing hard, especially in these last days. I ask you deliver us from poverty, fear, bitterness, anger, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you close every door that we've opened for the devil to come in with the blood of Jesus, Lord. And Holy Spirit, I invite you and I ask for your fruits of love, meekness, joy, patience, self-control to come into our lives so we can walk in them, Lord. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you help us to maintain deliverance, especially in these last days, because the devil is always looking for someone to attack. And Lord, I thank you very much for being here for us. I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for guiding us. And I ask that you be with us and protect us in these end times from the devil. I thank you very much, Lord, and I cover every viewer and listener in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you everyone very much for tuning in. I hope you picked something up from this. I hope God blesses you and delivers you from whatever you've been walking in that has been making you suffer all these years. Stay persistent, stay strong. Keep praying, keep fasting, and don't give up. Don't give up. That's all I can say for now. Amen. Just know God hasn't departed. God hasn't left you. He's there waiting for you. Amen. I love y'all. Stay tuned for another episode soon. Bye.